So she's a writer for Saturday Night Live, and you know how much I am fascinated by anybody who's been associated with that show. Also, all kinds of other cool accolades have come the way of comedian Sam J. Sam, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
And we're doing really well. Thank you for taking some time to hang out.
For sure.
It's funny. We were just talking about it before we went on the air that Sam was voted, or I don't know if voted is the right word, but...
Selected, probably. Yeah.
As one of the top 10 comics to watch by Variety Magazine for 2018, yeah. Which is, it seems awesome.
It's really cool.
But I feel like you're a writer and a performer on SNL.
A writer, mostly.
But you've been in some sketches, right?
Times.
I feel like you're already up. You're not coming. You're up. You're there already.
A little
Does
bit,
that feel
but not
that
really.
Way to you or no?
No. I mean, the Variety thing's just such an honor because it's not anything you really vie for. It's just a thing where they really watch and pick. So it always feels good to get that type of recognition where someone's just like, hey, we recognize your work and where you're at and like where you're about to go type of vibe.
So the fact that even though you've been doing comedy for a while, it like that doesn't bug you? Like, mm-hmm. What do you mean I'm up and coming?
No, because that's how comedy is. I mean, I'm only 6.5, 7 years in, so I'm still a baby.
We don't understand it. We've been doing this 14 years, and they still don't recognize us even as up and coming.
Like, right.
We are the never was it. Is that the right term?
No, but I guess Sam's right because, I mean, you think about comics who show up on, like, let's say one of these, like, the last comic standing shows, and everybody's like, oh, it's a new comic, and they've been doing it for 20 years. So you're right. It's not, it's one of those overnight successes that really has
been like working for a long
decades,
time.
Yeah. Right.
Indeed.
First of all, I'm like Saturday Night Live to me is the holy grail. Like,
okay.
I still think of it as the best thing ever. And so I'm always curious about you start as a writer at SNL. Last year was your first season,
yes,
right?
Yes.
How does something like that come about?
Just working and then people kind of noticing you. There's really no one path to it. You know, I just did a lot of work and happened to do a big comedy festival of JFL Montreal, and the right people saw me and things just got set into motion.
Because at that point, right, you're doing stand-up. You're writing, obviously, for yourself, your own unique standpoint. And now you're trying to write something for other people. What's that process like? And do you like it?
I like it now. I mean, at first it was just hard. I cried a lot. I was defeated a lot.
Right?
It was very hard to figure out how to get my ideas in 3 or 4 different voices, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you're writing sketch, you're writing for like 4 different characters or 5 or sometimes even 6. So it was a learning curve figure it out. But it's a supportive environment to learn in.
And it's a notoriously brutal room, right? When you go in there, I've heard and read books where people go in there as writers and they come out thinking, you know what, maybe I'm going into dentistry.
I don't know. It's hard because it's a hard show to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a truly live show, which is, it's probably, I think it is the only live thing left on television that's actually live, that goes live every week. It's truly live. So whatever happens, you will see. And so there's a lot of stakes. We're playing at high stakes. And so you feel like you're in a high stakes situation.
Sam J is with us here in the studio. She's a writer for Saturday Night Live and doing stand up all over the country.
So not a brutal room, but there's a lot on the line.
Right. And I mean, it's everybody wants to be funny. And it's one of those things
and
where
comedians are competitive and people who are funny are competitive and you want to be the funniest in the room.
Right.
For sure.
And I think some, you know, you'll hear people take pokes at Saturday Night Live and I think they don't understand what it's like. I mean, you know, as a stand up to even put together 45 minutes or an hour over the course of years that you feel good about.
Right.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about putting together an hour and a half or whatever of show in a week, maybe.
Yeah, and it's different every week.
The pressure is crazy.
And a lot of times you're hanging comedic ability on a host that isn't a comic. So you're spinning a lot of plates at once.
Yeah, right.
Like a lot of times when people go like, oh, Saturday Night Live isn't funny anymore. There was only 2 good sketches Saturday. Like, 2 good sketches is really great, bro, considering all the things that we're dealing with.
Exactly.
You know, like, so in that case, I guess seeing behind a curtain a little bit made me appreciate it more, you know?
Yeah. Did you grow up liking it, or was that something that was sort of not on your radar?
I think Saturday Night Live comes in waves, so I had waves of it. Yeah. When I was younger, I watched what my mom would watch. So I used to just watch all the old ones, you know, the ones from the 70s and the like late 70s, early 80s, like the Eddie Murphy episodes. And right. I remember having a Best of Eddie Murphy, like Saturday Night Live VHS that I got from Columbia House or something.
Nice.
And I would like watch it over and over and over again. It was just all Eddie Murphy sketches. And then when I was a teenager, like those Maya Rudolph, Amy Poehler days,
yes.
I was like really into it. And that was like a thing we would like talk about at school and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I remember Gemini's Twin being like super huge for us. And it was so funny. So I think it's just like waves, you know? And then for a while I didn't watch it. You know what I mean? I think that's what's great about it. It's generational and it does come in waves because it lasts forever.
For you, is it like... Is that like a stepping stone, or do you like, I could be fine writing and doing my own stand up and having that be my thing?
I was fine, you know, writing and doing my own stand up, but I think I'm better because of it. I think it was an opportunity that I wasn't necessarily searching, but it came to me and I was scared of it, which I typically try to throw my things towards things that make me frightened because they're probably the best for me.
Help you grow.
Help you grow. Right. And I'm definitely a way better comic, a way better writer. Because of it.
Yeah.
Those things are all true. You know, they're cliches because they're true.
Right.
Like working a different muscle, it makes you better overall.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was exciting to go in and also just be funny in a different way. You know, you can get bored with stand up, and it was getting a little boring.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, this is a different way to be creative. And that was also fun.
Right. Right.
Maybe we should try doing something different.
I'm always trying to be better.
That is holding Chelsea back.
I was going to say, I'm a first class comfort kind of guy.
Right.
I've never been in first class, but it looks really comfortable.
Oh, go up there. So
when people are like, oh, I like to work hard and feel the pain, I go, no, look at first class. Right. That looks exciting.
Right. Well, work hard, feel the pain, and you get to hang out in first class.
He just wants to coast and be semi comfortable and she not push outside.
Knowledge.
He doesn't want to go outside the box.
Right. Look at me.
No growth needed here.
Exactly.
Not sure about that. Comedian Sam J is here. I want to do another segment here in a second, if you can hang another quick one. She writes for Saturday Night Live and is now touring the nation doing stand-up. And we'll chat a little bit more with Sam J. Stand by.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
All right. She writes for Saturday Night Live. This year was her first season doing that. Variety Magazine has named her one of the 10 comics to watch for 2018. She is Sam J. And it's funny, talking to you now, there's sort of a difference between what I feel like I've seen of you on stage. You're on stage so confident and so dominant.
Crowds feed off of your energy. And if you come up there meek and like you don't have it, then why? I mean, you're a captain of a ship, basically. And if I don't look confident, like I know where this ship is going, then why follow me, you know?
Right.
Woody?
Right.
Taking notes?
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, this is good stuff. I like Sam J. She's giving me life knowledge.
We're talking to Sam J. By the way, your first album, Donna's
Daughter.
Donna's Daughter.
Yeah.
I think that's where I saw it. You were talking about you and your girlfriend's period syncing up.
Yes.
Which,
yes,
by
sir.
The way, was hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
I think you said, because, you know, the progression from younger to older and having periods, and now you're at the point where you're watching Kobe's resignation speech over and over again.
Yeah, reading his resignation letter over and over again and just crying.
So random. That was so funny.
No one warns you. I just wish we would talk to each other more all around, you know, because like no older woman warned me that it was going to get worse, but it definitely gets a lot worse. Like when I was younger, I was way more in control of my period, way more in control of my emotions. And now I'm just a mess. I'm a total mess. Crying. I cried everything. I was on the plane and I was just looking at the clouds and I was like just bawling. I was like, oh,
it's so beautiful.
It's beautiful.
You get that moment where you're like... Why? Like, that's how I feel. I'm super emotional about stuff, the good and the bad. But I'm like, why do I? Why am I
having
so much?
All these feelings?
I'm too much.
I didn't understand it for a while, and then I was like, oh, it's my period. It's really doing stuff.
Maybe we just suppressed things more when we were younger because it was more socially acceptable. Maybe. I don't know.
I think it's like super, like, do you have kids?
Yes.
I think it's also a kids factor. Like, I feel like mine is a lot worse because I didn't have kids and my body's like, give me baby. And it's just going nutso. You know what I mean? pregnancy symptoms. I get morning sick now. My boobs are achy. It's trash.
I do too.
I believe it. Yeah. You look like the type. Yeah.
Your boobs do look a little achy.
They look achy.
A little sore.
Tough news. Yeah, no, it's bad. It's real bad.
Well, you better have a kid then. That's the answer, obviously.
Not at all. No.
Because then you'll have a kid and your emotions will still be out of hand.
And then I won't even know what to do with myself. I already know what type of mother I'm going to be. Just like, you can't go outside.
Do it for the material. Come on, think about it.
I know. If I run out, I will.
No. You can borrow mine for the material.
Just say you want some twins, just come over to mine.
If I run out, I'm going to go straight.
Okay. Why not? Why not? Keep the career going.
Whatever it takes.
She is Sam J. You can follow on Twitter at Sam J Comic. And like we were talking about earlier, the Netflix comedy lineup, you can catch her there. So when does SNL start back up?
Sometime in September. I'm not 100% sure. Sometime okay. Coming towards the middle, end of September.
Well, we're looking forward to that and everything else. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Sam J at Sam J Comic. And she'll be writing again on Saturday Night Live this fall. And we'll get to see her hopefully as well.
Got an audio quiz for you, Wilcox Chelsea. What is this? Give you all the details and why a woman is my hero. You can cheat and go to the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page now if you want. I'll give you the details on that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.